On Thursday, the Boulder County Planning Commission denied a 15-year mining proposal made by CEMEX and Parks and Open Spaces unanimously, 6-0. The proposal was to extend a cement plant and mining permit near Lyons for 15 years in exchange for 2,000 acres of land. Boulder County commissioners also voted unanimously Thursday to ban gun shows at the county's fairgrounds. County Commissioner Martha Loachman led the charge to change the county's fairgrounds manual, saying that they were inconsistent with county stance and she was concerned about the unregistered ghost guns that are largely sold at fairground gun shows. She told the Daily Camera, "The gun shows just don't reflect the county's commitment and our strategic priorities and the goals of the fairgrounds to have a thriving community and a healthy quality of life." Boulder County, along with neighboring Broomfield and Superior, passed local gun violence prevention measures in June after the Uvalde shooting that killed 19 elementary students and 2 teachers. No one from the public commented on the gun show change at Thursday's hearing. The last gun show held at the fairgrounds appears to have been the Longmont Hunting and Sportsman's Gun Show in June. Police can now address amplified noise from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. due to a new noise ordinance that was voted in favor on Thursday. The new ordinance allows police to check out a house without a complaint or a decibel meter. Officers can now try to guess if they can hear the house from 200 feet away. Thursday evening, at an apartment complex in the 300 block of El Dorado Boulevard in Broomfield, the North Metro Fire Rescue District responded to a fire at around 6:45 p.m. According to the Daily Camera, the fire crews contained the flames to the rooftop of the complex and put it out just before the fire spread inside the building. One employee reported being injured but are not yet releasing the details and say the cause of the fire is unknown. Artificial intelligence software and written prompts created an art piece that won first place in the digital painting category at the Colorado State Fair. Jason Allen, the artist, said that he used AI as a lavish sort of space opera scene. According to 9 News, several artists on social media criticized Allen for submitting the work and refused to call him an artist. The AI is a paintbrush-like tool, and there's a creative force and mind behind it. There's an imagination and an author behind the prompts, Allen said to 9 News. The Adams County Board of Health announced yesterday that they have appointed Dr. Kelly Wiedenbach as the executive director for their upcoming county health department, making it one step closer to opening a new countywide health department. For decades, healthcare services in Adams County were managed as part of the Tri-County Health Department, which combined healthcare services across Arapahoe and Douglas counties. The collaboration dissolved last year after Douglas County withdrew from the department after disagreements about mask mandates and COVID-19 vaccines. Adams County Health Department's new leader, Kelly Wiedenbach, has an extensive background in epidemiology, administration, policy, public health, and management. The Adams County Board of Health, Wiedenbach, and the other members of the County Health Department said that they hope to support the community with immunizations, nursing home visits, increased testing for diseases, and sexual health care resources. As of now, the new County Health Department is almost nearing launch condition and filling in staff positions and is scheduled to take over the Tri-County Health Department on January 1st, 2023. The Colorado State Court of Appeals in Denver upheld a lower court's decision to deny the city of Thornton the right to build a water pipeline across northern Larimer County, north of Fort Collins, this week. Officials in Thornton have campaigned for several years to build the pipeline, which would pump water from about 20,000 acres of farms down to Thornton. Opponents of the water pipeline says there's no need for it, and Thornton should run the water down the Cache La Puda River through Fort Collins until it reached the town of Windsor, and then divert the water into the pipeline, thus restoring flows to critically endangered 12-mile section of the Puda River. "We've told Thornton for over 10 years that the water should flow from the Puda River through Fort Collins," said Gary Walkner of Save the Puda. "This potentially is a win-win project, but Thornton refuses to use the river as a conveyance and continues to waste everyone's time and money in court. Once again, we offer to collaborate with Thornton rather than litigate," said Walkner. "By working together, we can restore the Puda River and Thornton can get the water. Thornton must now decide if it will appeal the ruling to the Colorado Supreme Court or propose a new pipeline route in Larimer County, or let the water flow down the Puda River to Windsor. Today, there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m., mostly sunny with a high near 90. West-northwest winds, 6 to 10 miles per hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon. Winds could get as high as 16 miles per hour. Outside the Boulder Station, it's currently 68 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.